My name is E.W. Swanton, known from boyhood as Jim, and I am delighted to be able to read some extracts from my most recent book, Last Over. It is divided into six sections, the first of which features two articles I wrote during the pre-war period, 1924 to 1939. Prior to most of the articles that I will be reading is a short up-to-date piece by way of an introduction, along with the date of the article and the publication for which it was written. Not being much addicted to quoting verse, it amuses me that my very first venture into print in July 1926 opens as it does. Further, it is about the only time I wrote under my Christian name. I suppose for a 19-year-old, it's just possible. Here it is. 20 Years a Kentishman by Ernest Swanton. It's good to be born at Tunbridge in May. You'll say I'll be sworn it's good to be born, for life's at the morn and the umpire calls play. It's good to be born at Tunbridge in May. And Frank Woolley was in the very heart of Kent, the county which produced the great Alfred Mynne and his heroes who did battle against the great Hambledon Club and against All England too, in the days when cricket was first. Insofar, he was lucky. His whole environment suggested cricket, as anyone who knows Tunbridge in the summer will testify. And from the first, Woolley suggested the cricketer. Cricket was always for him the grande passion.